Welcome to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Thanks for tuning in. Got a nice show lined up.
If by any chance you would make a mistake to try to come in and take any one of us, we will not let you. You will die. You will have to take anybody over all of our dead bodies.
Love is the only weapon.
Martin Luther King died with love. Kennedy died talking about something he couldn't even understand, some kind of generalized love, and he never even backed it up. He shut down. Bruce, love is the only weapon with which I got to fight. I got a hell of a lot of weapons to fight. I got my claws, I got compasses, I got guns, I got dynamite, I got a hell of a lot to fight. I'll fight, I'll fight, I will fight,
we'll be right back.
it's mom and clergy, a banished kids, open your eyes.
Folks, was the one and only PJ Harvey and the Orange Monkey, sending that out to J. Jonah Jameson, or maybe J. Jonah Trump, if you get my drift. Before that, the Hair Song. Ooh, that could be appropriate for someone who's on my mind. That's from Black Mountain, and we heard Jonestown from Concrete Blonde, including one of the speeches from Jim Jones. Seems like there's a lot of people still want to drink the Kool-Aid. And finally, the Beatles. I, Me, Mine. That's such a vague title. They should really get to the point. I, Me, Mine, off of Let It Be. And, just speaking about the music, That song has a lot of detail. A couple of unusual things about it. First off, it's just Paul, George, and Ringo. It's a George song. Johnny was on vacation, didn't play on it. And so the threesome, the trio, the Beatles trio, if you will, hot band, must say. It seems such a simple song, right? Oh, just three guys, drums, guitar, bass, wow. But in fact, you listen close, and there's a lot of things going on. I mean, there's organ and brass, and I think George actually used the sort of vocal harmony thing, the angel singing thing from Let It Be. So you can hear a lot of things going on in what is a deceptively simple tune. Not so simple, really. All right, we're going to just keep on going. The show's Ear Candy. Whether you be listening up the highway in Fredericton, or maybe in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, in Sydney, maybe in the heart of Gros Morne National Park, and Bond Bay, Lethbridge perhaps, maybe Winnipeg, I don't know. Cowichan Lake, how about that, from coast to coast? Wherever you might be listening to the show, I welcome your ears. I hope I'm treating you well. We've got a tune from Karen Elson, who was a model, I guess. I'm not really up on Modelville, so I couldn't tell you all the hot models or whatever. But she was a model who met Jack White. In fact, met him on a video shoot. And apparently Jack always had a thing for gingers. They got married, they had two kids, and then they consciously uncoupled. But before they did, turns out Karen is also a songwriter. And not just a wannabe songwriter, but the genuine article. And she released a record produced by her ex-husband, who was her husband at the time, called The Ghost Who Walks. And I think Jack enlisted all sorts of musicians, some of his bandmates from the Raccoon Tours and Crack Band, that's my point. And they made a really good record. And I'm hoping Karen releases another record. I'm curious to see what it would sound like, whether or not her ex-husband would pitch in and help with that one, or what she just does on her own and compare it. Curious to see if the songwriting is going to be as good. Was it the songs or was it the production and the players? I think a good song is a combination of both anyway. Anyway, this is a track called Pretty Babies from The Ghost Who Walks, Karen Elson, here on Ear Candy.
Got me hanging on a string, honey. Got me hanging for dear life. Into the fire. What a foolish thing to do. Gambled every bit of sense I had, and I lost it all to you. All to you. You take my breath, my last request. Is that you? Always love me. The bells are ringing, a sad and sorry lonesome tune. I watch the faces as they pass me by. I'm hoping that I'll see you. alone, it's disconnected. You have somehow no longer stands. Guess the devil came and took you back, and now your life is in his hands. All to you, you take my breath. My last request is that you will always love me the best. So long. We'll be right back.
And that's The Saints Are at the Gate. Well, maybe I didn't get that quite right. The Saints at the Gate. The Golden Dogs here on Ear Candy, broadcasting out of the Thomas J. Condon Student Center at the University of New Brunswick, St. John campus. Yes, we are local FM, and I hope everyone in the Port City and surrounding environs are enjoying the show. Before Saints at the Gate, we heard Golden Sun 5440, and we started things off with Pretty Babies by Karen Elson. Yes, that was what I played. I don't know if I have anything to say about those particular songs. I understand the Golden Dogs. I forget which record Saints at the Gate is off of. The title escapes me at the moment. But it was one of their early records, maybe their first one. And their most recent record, they said if they didn't receive enough support, if it didn't do well enough, that it would just be a hobby going forward. And they're a very good band. They have lots of talent. But I would say that it probably is just going to be a hobby for them going forward. But they have good songs. You should check out their records. All right, we're going to move on to a track from Heather Nova, who is a Bermudian resident and a Canadian citizen. Her mom was Canadian. And she has a long discography, very long and accomplished, really wonderful stuff. Going to play a track from her record Storm, which is one of her better records, more acoustic. I hate saying that because everyone says they make an acoustic record. But it was more simpler record. How's that? Simpler, less amped up sort of record. She's made lots of pop records and she's made kind of a soul record and so forth. I don't think she likes to get herself painted into a corner too much. But after a while, you know, you just sound, if you know her work, it just sounds like her. You don't think, oh, she's doing something different. It's just like, it's the next record, and what's the next song going to sound like? And it's usually pretty wonderful. Anyway, we're going to play a track called Fool For You, and then something from Blur, by Ice Cream Man, and then something from Montreal She-Devils. We're going to play a little track called Where There's No One. So this is what is happening now, Fool For You, from Heather Nova off of her record Storm here on Ear Candy.
Open my heart and let the wind blow through. It doesn't matter anyway. So I'm a fool for you. I'm a fool for you. Open my heart and let the wind blow through. 'Cause I'm a fool. And never turn around.
That's the She Devils from their self-titled EP, and that track is called Where There's No One. They're a little duo out of Montreal. Before that, we heard from Blur, Ice Cream Man off of Magic Whip. In fact, that's the song that actually mentions the words Magic Whip. I have no idea what the Ice Cream Man song is really about. I mean, I'll take it at face value. It's about someone going around selling frozen treats in the middle of the summer. An honorable occupation, I would say. Still don't know what the Magic Whip means. And we started things off with a track from Heather Nova's record Storm called Fool for You. And she does that yearning. I think she does yearning better than anybody else. I've often said she's yearning personified, her singing voice. She's just got that quality to it. We're going to keep things moving along here. We're going to hear from Fleetwood Mac from their 75 record called Fleetwood Mac. That was the first record with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. You might know of them, you might not. And we're going to hear a track called Monday Morning. Did I say that already? And then from Tons, the new Canadian indie supergroup featuring Chris Murphy from Sloan and Mike O'Neill from the Inbreds and... pop music with great harmonies. And you know what? There's not a whole lot of people that do that anymore. So we're going to hear a new track from them, Mixed Messages, and then Feasting on the Flower, something from the Red Hot Chili Peppers off The Getaway. And then we'll see where we are, okay? So here, let's get things going. But there's a lot of songs about Monday. You ever notice that? This one's called Monday Morning. Fleetwood Mac, here on Ear Candy.
Monday morning, you shoulder fine. First you love me, then you get on down the line. But I don't mind.
trying to mislead you. You're mixing messages of your own besides. It's one more reason I may need you.
I know that you don't understand me. I know that you don't understand me. The sun is shining and it's time to go. How does it feel when you don't know if what I'm saying sound? Is it safe?
Yeah, that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers from The Getaway. And I'll just check my little cheat sheet here. Feasting on the Flowers was the name of that tune. Mixed Messages from Tons. I hope I'm not giving you any mixed messages. Mixed nuts, maybe, but mixed messages. Who can stand that? And Monday Morning from Fleetwood Mac. And of course, I don't think the show is playing on anywhere across Canada on Monday morning. But if it happens to be that that's the case, well, you know, let's just call that one a little bit of coincidence. Sure. All right. Time is running out. I probably don't have time to give you another tune. Listen, if you're listening to the show and you're saying, oh, yes, there was something I really liked, maybe something new or something you hadn't heard before, you can check out the Ear Candy Facebook page. Probably put a tag of Mark O'Connor or Local FM, something like that, because it turns out that there's a lot of Ear Candies out there, but only one radio show hosted here at the UMB St. John campus. And I post the songs and links to the artist sites too. So if you were saying, I love a song, I wonder what it was, I can't remember, you can check it out that way, because I always post the playlist and a link to the artist site so you can discover new music that you love. It doesn't have to be brand new music, just new music to you, right? That's the whole point of the show. And I hope you tune in next week. It broadcasts here in St. John every Thursday between 5 and 6. And I appreciate having your ears. I'm going to be doing something a little unusual next, right after this show. So I'm just going to give you just a little snippet of next week's show, just a few seconds of rock track from Lucinda Williams. This one's called Joy.
You took my joy, I don't want you anymore. You took my joy, you took my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. I'm gonna go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Maybe it was me of us, I found my joy. Maybe it was me of us, I found my joy. I'm gonna go to Slidell and look for my joy. Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Maybe it's I found my joy.